Robin.
Hi, Ilana. You ready for our next episode?
I definitely am. First, let's remind our listeners what it is we're doing here and who we are.
So I'm Robin Matthews. I'm Jewish Learning Ventures graphic designer and the director of PJRA Engagement and J-Kid Pride.
And I'm Jewish Learning Ventures CEO, Ilana Revelle. And we are the hosts of More Than Four, a blogcast that answers, or at least opens a discussion about some of the many questions people have about Judaism.
And as a reminder, these questions actually come from our listeners via email or social media. So if anyone listening now has questions about Judaism, Jewish traditions, culture, holidays, words, really anything, you should send them to us and we'll answer them in an upcoming episode.
Excellent. Okay, let's jump right in then.
So one of our listeners sent in this question. Do Jews believe in heaven?
Another softball.
No, yeah, we discussed that none of them are actually softballs. I thought some of them would be, but it turns out they're all super complex.
Because they all have this range of thought behind them, and people believe so many different things.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like all things in Judaism, right? Because, like, there's, like, the sort of official beliefs, like what Torah and Talmud and the rabbis have discussed over the years, but then there's also, like, just what every individual person believes and thinks about spiritually.
Exactly. So for today, let's talk about the traditional Jewish understanding of what happens after you die, with the understanding that this subject, like everything in Judaism, is always up for discussion and conversation.
That sounds great. And to begin the conversation, let's invite our friend and colleague, Gabrielle Kaplan-Meyer, to join us. Gabby, JLV's chief program officer, has a master's degree in Jewish studies from the Reconstructionist Rabbinical College and is studying to become a spiritual director and thinks about spiritual questions a lot. This is actually on her mind all the time. So let's welcome Gabby.
Hi, Gabby. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Okay, so I want to really applaud whoever shared the question. I think it's so important that we talk about this. That is one certainty we know, that every human being comes into this world and we're all going to exit it, you know? And so I think we don't talk enough about the afterlife and about questions we have. And just to normalize that all human beings think about this. And I think in our, not just our Jewish culture, but our greater American culture, there can be ways that we fear those conversations about end of life, but I have noticed that most people think about these questions quite a lot. So that's where I wanted to begin. Are you seeking an answer from a rationalist perspective or an intuitive perspective? Because both can be found within our tradition.
And wait, I don't even know what those words mean. Like, what are you even talking about?
Yeah, so rationalist is the part of Judaism that really sort of embraced less of the spiritual, mystical, but, you know, rational thinking. We follow these laws. This is how we live. Like, very of the academy, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, science-based, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm really interested in physics and how, you know, Einstein, he brought this whole different idea of the nature of the universe to us. It didn't mean that it didn't exist before Einstein brought it to us, but we didn't have a way to conceive of the universe, right, mm-hmm, until he did. Mm-hmm. And there are physicists who are working in that realm now who are understanding much more of, like, what might actually be a very cool integration of the mystical understandings that from our Jewish tradition. So when we enter this question, that's what I mean. Like, are we looking for the answer to the question from, like, what can science prove? Or what has been my intuitive experience around death, dying, and my understanding? And so I'll share a little bit from those ideas.
So I don't know who exactly asked this. I know that a lot of people asked this question, yeah, which is why it made it onto the podcast. But I think that the question really came from, like, you know, I know people will often say, well, Jews don't believe in hell, so, mm-hmm, it doesn't matter. Like, you can't, there's no like, I'm going to hell for this, whatever. Yeah. Like that doesn't exist. And so the question I think came from sort of like,
what happens?
Yeah. Well, if it's, is it just heaven? Does everyone go to heaven? Oh, yeah. Do I have to be good? Like, what's the story?
I totally get it, Robin. I affirm that for sure. And I think that there's a way to think about that question, right? That is rational and science.
But in a very like clear cut way.
Yeah. Well, guess what? You're in the wrong tradition. No, I know. There ain't no clear cut.
But can we say definitively?
No.
Simmer down for a second. Is there anywhere in Jewish writing, conversation, commentary that mentions like the heaven and hell, the both?
Yeah, a lot. But it's not... it's not dominant at all. So a lot of that description, that imaginal description that we hold of a heaven and hell, comes to us because if you're in the United States, culturally, you're living in a Christian society. Mm-hmm. And so in our pop culture, even if you have never attended church service or read scriptures or have Christian friends or whatever, it's all through our pop culture and media and movies, this description of heaven and hell.
So it actually, there is stuff in our text. I mean, in the Talmud, the rabbis do discuss it.
Absolutely. But it's not the idea of a hell.
Yeah,
is
that's
not
true.
In the way that
we imagine because of our pop culture
is right. And so I want to really make that distinction.
Yes.
And when it's named in Jewish culture, it's one of a number of ideas. So we don't have a black and white idea. I mean, through our tradition is this idea of Olam Haba, a world to come, and an idea that the soul that's placed in us is going to live on.
And Jews have very prescribed death and dying rituals, right?
That, we do.
And that presumably lead to what we believe and understand about what happens after you die. That's my understanding. So I was sort of brought up to understand you're buried in a plain pine box because
even before then, right, you have someone who stays with your body in between the time of your death and your burial in order to, they're called shomrim, they're called guardians, right, to watch over, to guard you, to ensure that sort of nothing happens to your body and your soul.
And
right?
For sure. And I would just say that people are in this world through the lens, in my understanding, of peoplehood, right? And that there are lots of Jews who identify as Jewish through their cultural experience and who don't believe any of that.
No, but I'm just saying, like, in terms of this, like, you don't pierce anything or tattoo anything so that your body stays whole, so that something after death, but I don't know what that something is.
That's where I'm saying from the beginning to be with the question. Mm-hmm. The real difference between Judaism and Christianity is you're going to get lots of different ideas about Olam Haba. This desire that you have to like, but we've all seen that on heaven, you sit on a cloud and you have halos and like, that seems nice. That's what's going to happen. I'm suggesting that in our tradition, we've had writings who imagine it's going to be this, but others say this. There's a comfort. And this is what makes Judaism very powerful to me in saying that we human beings are here living in mystery. You know, again, going back to the Kabbalistic times, we get the very specific writing of Gilgul, incarnation of the soul, and that there are many Jewish people who have no idea that that would be one possibility of what happens to the soul, that only know that from Eastern traditions. And lots of people who have sought Eastern traditions because that idea of reincarnation really resonated with them. It's a very Jewish idea from the mystical lens. No, not from the rationalist lens. A great expert who's from Philadelphia is Simcha Raphael, Dr. Simcha Raphael, who's written at length. His book is Jewish Views of the Afterlife, and he has lots of really great stuff. So I would go and do more reading, because there just isn't an easy answer. Many people, myself included, have had experiences of loved ones who've passed on and feeling their presence. My mom, who died 2 years ago, comes in my dreams a lot. I think both are like validated within our tradition that some of us can approach it and try and determine from that rationalist way, and some of us would follow more in like the tradition of the Kabbalists, mm-hmm. and really say like, this is, I've got to leave my rationalist brain to even be in the imaginal realm of trying to conceive of the afterlife. So I apologize, listener.
No answer.
Well, the answer is go read, tune into yourself, and get, just like we're doing, get some friends to discuss it with. Because I think the healthiest thing for all of us would be if we could actually talk about the afterlife more and death.
So I was in a group, and we were talking about, or we were asked what we believe happens after
you
die. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. And so my answer was, and has not always been, but has been for several years, whatever you want to happen happens after you die. It's like you create, you manifest it almost, which is hard for people who struggle with faith, I think, to believe. Like, if you don't know, how can you know? And I feel strongly that I know it'll be what I want it to be.
Yeah.
And it's funny because my dad, who is a atheist,
uh-huh.
and culturally Jewish,
Jewish,
and is an atheist, has a very good friend, and like his best friend died maybe 10 years ago. And he said, I know that if there was any way for him to have contacted me after he died, he would have.
Yeah.
And he hasn't. Yeah. But I think that's more about my dad.
Than not noticing.
Like, yeah.
Being open to it. It's interesting. There's a really good book called Signs. She does talk about that, how sometimes it's so long, like you're waiting and waiting. And yeah, that's a real interesting relationship. We also have all these folkways, right? So we have like folk stories and stuff that was not the rabbis writing in the Talmud. A lot of those were from women, okay, who were not able to be in those conversations and have their voices recorded in the Talmud. And that's also where we get into like the Dybbuks, like the ghosts, these stories about maybe a soul that was like stuck between realms. And for whatever reason, wasn't to go on that journey. And that's there. It's just in our folk tradition.
Something I remember asking my rabbi this question when I was like 13. And I asked him about like the Jewish belief on the afterlife. And he was like, yeah, there's heaven, but there's no hell. That was his take on it. And we're, you know. And in that conversation, I remember talking about like the difference between the common sort of belief in Christianity that you're like living for death. You're living for what happens to you after. Your goodness determines what happens to you after you die. Whereas in Judaism, it's like you're living for living.
Death.
And I feel like that's a crucial thing to mention.
It's dramatically different, right? It's a dramatically different way that we live our life. And that to some extent, that's why there is this sort of just acknowledgement of mystery of unknown. Like, we've thought maybe this, and we wrote about that, but then the Kabbalists said this, and you'll find this folk story. Like, we're comfortable. To me, it's actually an important humility, and that's just my take, of being in this human realm, being like, oh, this is really an odd predicament we're in. We're all here in this earth wondering what happens, but because we're here, we don't know, right? And that I find within the Jewish tradition, it's really posited more as these are ideas as opposed to, and not I want to distinguish in the Christian world, of course, there's progressive, more expansive thinking Christianity, but certainly in like an evangelical tradition, what you're describing is not only true, but a lot of people live their lives in fear. You know, it's a fear-based approach to life. Whereas in Judaism, I feel like that we have this idea of tshuva, we can always do repairs. That takes a lot of the fear out of life. Like, I really believe if I am trying my best, you know, when the day comes that my soul leaves my body and I haven't been perfect because I'm human and I've messed up, but I've really tried to make repairs, like, That's how we want to end our lives.
I think something that we may talk about in a future episode around mitzvot, or good deeds and things we're commanded to do, and the difference, the nuance between the two of them. One of the mitzvot that we are expected to do at someone's burial is help to cover the coffin, right? We're actually supposed to put the dirt on the actual coffin. And the idea is, it is the one mitzvah that cannot be reciprocated.
Right.
And to me, there's something very powerful that connects to what you're talking about, of this idea of being present in this world and helping to escort somebody's soul, or, you know, as they leave. And that process is part of those rituals also that you described earlier. But I think that that's another layer of this conversation as well.
Absolutely.
That was a really great discussion. Thank you so much, Gabby.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you for having me anytime.
Of course, it left so much room for more questions and answers.
More than four.
Yeah, that joke's going to get old at some point, right?
Yep. And probably sooner than later.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's remind our listeners how they can ask their questions and get their answers.
Okay, if you have a question about Judaism, and clearly no question is too big or too small, let us know. Send us an email at morethanfour, using the number, morethanfour, at jewishlearningventure.org. Tweet us at jlearnventure. Find us at Facebook at facebook.com/jlearnventure. Or reply in a comment wherever you found this podcast linked.
Okay, until the next episode.
See ya.
See ya.